at the federal level, if the message is it's just neighbors helping neighbors, that I think is a very clever strategy.
Behind, 'cause all we have is you right now, and our lives are in.
No, no, no. yet we'll climb still higher every day. Lord, lift us up. Stop living your lies looking behind.
Bright Side Wednesday. Beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere. And in the midst of all that is going on, that is good news to hear. We just keep our eyes focused, looking up. We will find that the sun is still there and still shining for us. Listen, I want to start off today with just sharing this verse in Romans chapter 8 and verse 31. And it says, what shall we say about such wonderful things? What can we say about what such wonderful things? What wonderful things? In verse 35, it says, can anything ever separate us from God's love, from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? As the scripture says, for your sakes, we are killed all the day long. But hallelujah, Lord, I am convinced in verse 38 that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. Beloved, nothing can separate us from God's love. We're here to share love, to share light, and share life with everybody who's here today and those who will come by way of archive tomorrow. This is The Bright Side, and this is Pastor Kim. I'm here with some friends and some guests for today, and we're going to be hearing from them, but I want to do a shout out and a thank you as we are broadcasting remotely from the epicenter of the epicenter here in Queens, New York, and we are doing so with help from no stranger, big friend to all of us in Columbia County, and to Hudson, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. I want y'all to give snaps and claps for him because he is assisting me with this remote transmission and broadcast and recording of our program for today. So thank you, Mr. Randall Martin, from the depth of my heart. I can't say thank you enough for how you give your service over to us and to many anytime we call. Take good care of yourself, bro. We need you. And even so, we do want you to be well. So, Brightsiders, it's been a minute since we've been together, but we're back again, and we're going to keep doing what we do. We have another song for you, and after that song plays, our guests are going to join us, and we're going to have a conversation. We're going to do a little music, a little talk mix. That's what we do. Have with me today Mr. Michael Cole and also Mr. Warren Dortch. So they're going to come back and tell us more, and we're going to have a conversation in the Corona Nation. Rona won't get us down, though. We're going to be all right. Here we have another song for you. This song is from Mr. Kirk Franklin, My World Needs You Right Now, God. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. Escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Show me your face.
show me your face. Come fill the space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
And that was Mr. Kirk Franklin, My World Needs You. Well, I know those words are true and want to check in with you all, but we can't do that like we'd like to. So we're just going to let you know we're thinking about you and we're checking in with you the best way we know how to do. That's by giving you some music for the food of the soul, food for the mind. And praying that all that's going on is going to provide you with good food for the body, too. We have with us two gentlemen, one who I've known for quite some time, and one who I have recently met. And I've invited them to be with us today because I know that they have news that you can use, you can share. And so here they are. I'm going to ask Mr. Michael Cole, do this in alphabetical order. Michael Cole, welcome to Brightside. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Pastor Kim, for your message of hope and your service.
Well, thank you. This is a great opportunity for us to share what we're all doing, and I thank you for your service as well. So as I do, as our custom is, Brightsiders, you know what we do. We give our guests an opportunity to do a self-introduction, 1 minute self-introduction. Tell us what you want the people out there to know about Mr. Michael Cole today.
Well, my professional identity is that I'm currently the Columbia County Director of Community Services and oversee a network of mental health, substance abuse, and intellectual disability providers in the county of Columbia, New York. And I think we have to remember that we are resilient and we will get through this. And I think it's important at this time we remember what helps. We go back to the basics. Gratitude helps, exercise helps, breathing helps, supporting others helps, talking with others about our pain helps, and asking for help helps. And that's a mouthful, but all of those things are things that each of us can do on a daily basis to help us maintain a positive attitude and help us stay emotionally stable through a very difficult time.
You know, I'm so glad that this is being recorded. It will be as customary on our archives. So if anyone out there is listening and you need to hear that again, or if you know someone that might not be listening today, but they need to hear it too, I will refer you to go to our link at WGXC.org. Check out our archive for today because Michael said a mouthful, and go back to the basics. And he gave us some key steps about what basics means and easy to do and free of charge, too. So thank you, Michael. We're going to come back to you in a moment. Mr. Warren Dortch, you there?
I'm here.
Hi. How are you today?
If I was any better, I'd be in heaven.
All right, then. Well, we're glad that you're still here among us. And, you know, that day will come too. But for now, we've got you. So would you share a little bit about who Mr. Warren Dortch is that you would like our listeners to know?
Sure. As you could probably tell from a New York City accent, I was born in Maspeth, Queens. I had the honor of serving as a New York State Trooper for 31 and a half years. And then I had even a greater honor when Jim Bertram asked me to be his undersheriff. I served that role for 4 years. There was a time in my life when I had a remarkable conversion. And as a result of that, I continued in service as I was ordained a deacon in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Albany. That happened back in 2003. And I started parish ministry. I became a chaplain at Albany Medical Center. Still got my hand in that deal. But I also worked at the Hudson Correctional Facility with the chaplain there to help do services. But I'm trying to retire, and I'm slowing down. I'm still a chaplain at the Columbia County Sheriff's Office for both the inmates and the staff. And I still do services on Sunday at Whittier Nursing Home. God, I miss those people bad because, you know, we can't go in there right now. So, as I said, I'm trying to retire, but I keep getting pulled into more and more things. And now we got this Family Action Network, and we have the other thing that we're going to talk about today. So it's hard, but I keep going.
You know, you like the Duracell bunny. You keep going and going and going, right? Well, I am certainly, again, like I said, I am delighted to be able to share this time with you. Listen, we're going to take a moment and hear another song, and it's called Faith, Mr. Jordan Felice. And then we're going to come back and chop it up a little bit. Faith.
Tell me where it hurts.
Tell me.
And I'll fix it.
Tell me.
I am the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me. Tell me where it hurts.
Tell me.
And I'll fix it.
Tell me.
I'm the God that healeth thee. So bring it all to me. I will love it all.
beloved. That was not Mr. Jordan Felice, but that was Mr. Fred Hammond with Tell Me Where It Hurts. And I love the refrain in that song. It says, bring it all to me and I will love it all way. I will love it all way. There's a lot of love in Columbia County, beloved. There's a lot of love that we're seeing all across the nation and other parts of the world. Some amazing things are happening and coming out of this coronavirus emergency crisis. And out of that, we have a couple of guys who I just love with the love of the Lord today. Mr. Michael Cole, Director for Community Services in Columbia County, and also Mr. Warren Dortch, Deacon Warren Dortch. And there's a lot of love that's inspiring and motivating people around our county to do some amazing things. And I wanted to share a little bit or talk a little bit about mental health services, because we have been hearing, you know, from people, and people have been very concerned, people who are separated from their family members, that are in hospitalization or in institutional settings, residential facilities. And so mental health services, those issues and many others have come out. And Michael, you want to tell us a little bit about how our mental health services are being, I guess I'll say challenged with some needs that are coming out of coronavirus and how we're responding to that?
Certainly. As of the 20th of March, our Columbia County licensed Office of Mental Health outpatient mental health clinic was directed to work from home. So at that point, basically 100% of our services began being provided either telephonically or through video platforms. This was a terrific, a significant change for us, for our staff, for our clients. But we got through it. We did really well. And some people prefer that platform. Others do not. And it does not replace face-to-face contact that we are typically known to offer, and we will resume offering once this work from home restriction is lifted. There are individuals who are in acute distress, as you can imagine, impacted directly or indirectly by the pandemic, and the anxiety and depression and psychosis and substance abuse have flared in some cases, and individuals need support and are offered support. So services at the clinic, at our Columbia County Mental Health Clinic, continue. They just continue for now, largely on a a remote basis. And that is true for many of the other behavioral health services in Columbia County, but not all. This offers unique challenges to individuals who have loved ones who are sick and hospitalized. It obviously presents challenges to individuals who have lost loved ones. And as Deacon Dorsch alluded to before, those who are isolated in residential settings, I have a special concern about, but to the extent that they can access remote services, we can offer some assistance and support before we return to what will be our new normal.
Okay, thank you on what you all are doing. Again, tremendously to you, your team, everybody, just please express our appreciation and gratitude. I have a question, and we're going to be talking about that in a moment as well, before Ed Warren comes in and talks about some things. Is the FAN, the Family Assistance Network, that is emerging out of all of this, was that something that came out of, seeing the acute distress that is happening? And did that conversation, come out of the county community service organization?
We are fortunate in Columbia County to have a proactive emergency management director and an emergency management plan that, while it does not consider every possible contingency, gives us guidance in what we can expect and what we have to create to support our residents. So David Harrison is our director, and he projected with his team a need for the county to have a section of their website devoted to offering the public logistical support related to challenges they face with COVID-19 relatives ill or deceased, spiritual support and emotional support specifically related to COVID-19. So there's been a group of us that have met a few times and put together a resource guide, which we hope to have posted on the Columbia County website today, which will give the public information about where they can call to get supports about various needs they have.
All right. So my bad. And claps and snaps to David Harrison. We've been working on this, but so much going on. And as I was hearing you speak, and you were speaking so passionately and compassionately, I was wondering if that had come out of what you were doing over there. But it is truly out of the Emergency Management Service that has brought this fan network together. So, Warren, that's why we have you on the call today. We wanted you to have an opportunity to talk about Emergency Managed Service and the Emergency Operations Center and the Clergy Project and our segue intro into FAN. That was a mouthful. Brother Warren, can you share?
Well, like Michael, I am so impressed with the work that Columbia County does to not only meet the temporal needs of people, but also their emotional and spiritual needs. It was about a year ago, well, it's coming up on a year, that David Harrison got a hold of me. He was my captain when I was undersheriff. And to get even with me, he said to me, he says, Warren, he says, we need to have a clergy presence in the Emergency Operations Center. And I'll probably use EOC now for a couple of times because that's the abbreviation. So the first thing I did is I said, Dave, what's the role of this? He says, number one, if there's an emergency, we need the people in the field to be able to reach into that EOC. And to a clergy person who's familiar with the various churches and synagogues and mosques, and then to get information or identify resources that the people in the field need. And the other purpose was that the EOC should be able to reach out during time of emergency to clergy people and not only disseminate information, but also see what resources they have. Well, Kim, as you know, the first thing we did is we formed a committee, and thanks to you, you were on the committee. We tried to identify all the churches and worship sites in Columbia County and to identify all the religious leaders. And your list was incredible. I still use it today when I get in trouble trying to find an email address. But I used telephone books. We used the internet. We used all sorts of resources. And with the help of Columbia County Management Information Services, the MIS people, we put together a spreadsheet. The spreadsheet now contains 103 worship sites and clergy people in Columbia County with information such as names, phone numbers, addresses, what resources they have, what the special skills of the pastors, the rabbis, or the imams might be. We have all this information in this database, but even more than that, MIS linked it with a searchable directory. It's much like Mike. It's much like the Columbia County telephone directory. We can search in time of emergency. For example, if there was a crisis in the city of Hudson, I could identify all of the people in the city of Hudson or all the ministers in the city of Hudson by denomination. It's searchable in many ways. So, Kim, this thing, in order to be effective within the EOC, we needed to have this database. And I'm absolutely proud to say that right now we're almost 100% complete with the gathering of information.
Well, you know, we have a saying, and it's to God be the glory. And truly, I have to say, to God be the glory. When we started God Belongs in Our County a few years back, about 6 years almost ago, and it was to bring the clergy together to prepare. It was just in, you know, just a word from God that we needed to prepare. And I began to go and visit the different churches around the county to explain to them about what we were saying when we say God belongs in our county. Not that it belongs, he belongs, God only belongs in Columbia County, but any county that would, you know, would take on that, yeah, God belongs here, and what can we do to help people to know that God sees and God knows and God cares. So when you talk about, you know, this directory and all this information, it came out of back in 2017, I began to visit churches and get that information. So you know, God was looking out for us. And I just have to say that. He was looking out for us. And then, you know, in bringing us together with Dave Harrison and one of his deputy directors, when we had a conference and we were, topics were emergency management. How do we as clergy help support, you know, emergency management service in the county in the event of? So I just want to say, you know, to God be the glory, and let people know that God did not get caught off guard or unawares. He had been working in the background preparing us, you know. And so there's a lot of work that's yet to be done, and there's work that is being done. And I wanted to talk about sand, okay? So Warren, can you share about sand? It just got named, and I think is through the fire baptism that it is coming out. You said something about it, but tell people what the acronym stands for, and who are either one of you can speak to that, I guess, the acronym, and who are on that committee or that team, that what agencies and services they're representing, and how we envision this to be helpful to our community.
Mike, why don't you lead with this?
The Family Assistance Network, as it's come to be called, is a group of mental health and clergy and emergency management staff who have come together to organize this resource guide and are available for the public to ask questions of, depending on the specific need. I think it's pretty clear what the emotional and spiritual needs might be, relatively clear. There are a number of logistical questions that family members may have related to accessing their getting in contact, greater contact with their relative who is sick and in the hospital. Perhaps a relative has died and they don't know where the body is, and they need some assistance on cremation of the body or organizing a service that is compliant with social distancing. And we have not, in Columbia County, knock wood, we have not had a large number of deaths. I think the last number I heard was 8 deaths. It may be higher now. Whatever it is, it's tragic and painful. And those who are need to grieve and to memorialize together their loved ones are having difficulties doing that in this environment, and keeping everyone safe. So there are logistical things that families may need help with and guidance about that is part of the support that this Family Assistance Network can provide the public. As I said, along with spiritual support, sorely needed at this time, and emotional support.
And you know what? I do appreciate what Columbia County is doing. I'm telling you, I'm so proud of the county and the county leadership there. And Warren, for what you have been doing, you were calling up pastors and taking folk to lunch to sit down and talk with them and share the visions. You know, you were on our conference call a couple of weeks ago, you know, sharing information with clergy and ministers and lay leaders. And so is there anything in particular? Michael did speak to it. It was one of the first things you mentioned to me when you reached out to me a couple of weeks ago and said, you know, we have people, they have loved ones who are dying and they need support. We have loved ones who have people in hospitals and in institutions and they need support. Is there anything that you would want to say to clergy that are listening or people who are listening who might need some support? And before I do turn it over to you, I want to say that what we are doing is for first responders as well. Even people who just have to work every day who are going to have stress and perhaps some trauma with, you know, being engaged in this daily. Is there anything that you would like to say to the clergy out there, Mark Warren, or family members or individuals?
Yeah, Kim, for the family members that are out there, we know that during 911, there was a tremendous return to God. In time of crisis, we always turn to God. But the downside is that many people who have been away from their worship sites don't know who to contact when they're in trouble. And this is one area of the fan that's going to be important, because on the resource sheet will be the phone number for the Emergency Operations Center, which is not manned 24 hours a day, but has a 24-hour phone number that is checked on a regular basis. So if somebody who's unchurched or has moved away from their religion and doesn't know who to contact, that's one of the services we can provide. If they call in, we'll get back to them and we'll tell them, who their nearest minister or rabbi or imam is, so that they can get the spiritual support that they need. And for a clergy people, it would be important to put this information about the fan in their bulletins, because I know we're still doing all this stuff online, so that this word gets out that the people are not left alone, that this county supports them, and that we're there to help them in time of need.
Thank you. Amen to that. And I also want to say, and I'm really happy to thank and take this opportunity to thank the clergy and ordained ministers who, through God Belong in Our County, are lending service and support to the EOC and to the fan. Right now we have 15 pastors and ordained ministers who will make themselves available from 5 to 9 for a half hour from 5 to 5:30, 6 to 6:30 in the evenings. And there is also in the fan resource guide a phone number where people can call and get some support by connecting with a group of people who will be praying and sharing reflections and sharing verses for encouragement and for strength, and also to refer people to one-on-one pastoral care. So, you know, that number and information will be in that resource guide. And I just want to say thank you. At a later time, I guess I'll be able to call off names and things like that. But for people who have responded to Warren's Macedonian call, and then it's sort of like the tin can phone line, except we're doing it now with great technology. But after you placed that Macedonian call to me, I put out a Macedonian call to some others, and people have been answering and saying yes. And so people will be able to just call in if you're feeling alone, feeling isolated or disconnected. They'll be just pick up the phone during those hours of the day. We get more people involved, we'll expand those hours, but you can hear some other people's voices. I remember when we had that conference call a couple of weeks ago, Warren, and you said it was good to just hear some other voices, you know?
Yeah.
And so we want to be able to let people know that is being looked at as well. You know, guys, our time here is just about up, but it is time well invested. And I think that the information that you have brought to this conversation will help people, help many people, we hope. And we're praying for you that you continue in health and strength. Again, give our regards to your teams that you are working with on a regular and daily basis. David Harrison, all the deputy directors and the staff at the Emergency Management Center, and also with the Human Services Department, and also to all those who are linked to the fan network, Family Assistance Network, and what you're doing, and tirelessly, compassionately, lovingly. I hear it, I see it, I feel it, and I just want to snap and clap and shout you out. I'll give you opportunities, gentlemen. Are there any persons that you'd like to shout out on the program today before we wrap it up?
No, just you, Kim. This project was remarkable, and with the assistance that you gave and with this and the enthusiasm, I think that's probably what kept me going most of the time when I wanted to watch TV at night instead of sitting down on the computer and pounding away on the keys. So thank you, and God bless you in the epicenter, and be safe, please.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Brother Michael.
I would echo that. Thank you, Pastor Kim. This is helpful that you get the word out. We need to do more of that. And I just want to say it's been inspiring how many people have said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And asked to help. They've said yes. That inspires me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as I say, to God be the glory. And
glory.
You know, we're going to come out better. We're going to come out stronger. Because of all of this, we see parents spending more time with their children and loved ones. We see some issues and challenges with that, but we've got some support for that, you know what I'm saying? And we just got to make sure that people get connected to that. But hopefully things will get better. And when we come back, we'll come back strong, we'll come back safer, we'll come back better for this experience. I do want to take a minute to shout out my dad, who will turn 94 on Saturday.
Wow.
Yes, he's a remarkable man, and I love him dearly. And he lost this. Well, we didn't lose her because we know where she went. But she, my aunt, his oldest sister, who was 95 Monday, she passed on Easter Sunday. And so shouting her out, Gloria Prescott, my beloved aunt, who we just believe that absent from the body is present with the Lord. And so that she is there and celebrated her 95th birthday in heaven. That's what we believe. And thanking God for my dad and his birthday. This is his first birthday without his sister in his life. And so we just want to shout Mr. Elton Prescott out and say thank God for him. Beloved, I tell you, I say it today, as I've said it since I began 3 years ago, the WGXC. There may be gray clouds, dark clouds, but the sun is there and it's still shining, shining somewhere. There is a bright side. Look for it. Look for it somewhere. I'm going to leave you all with this song, and it is by Mr. James Fortune and Faya. It says, live through it. Live through it. God bless you till we speak again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, out.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
So many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no. You never imagined, how could this be God? This cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
Is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it
it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knew. Everyone who will leave you, it's better this way. Don't let them to stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it come.
Can't be God.
This cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it.
Let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you.
Are we in love or just friends? Is this my beginning? I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us, we can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know, just the two.